You're listening to Vatican Radio. Hunger-related illnesses have killed dozens of children over the past 2 months at just one government-run hospital in Mogadishu, the capital of Somalia. That's according to the United Nations. A severe drought has brought Somalia to the brink of famine. There are currently 6.2 million people in need of assistance in Somalia, almost half of the country's population. Bishop Giorgio Bertin, the Apostolic Administrator of Mogadishu, spoke to me, Lydia O'Kane, about the desperate situation facing people in the country as a result of drought and insecurity.
Yes, it is a severe crisis because the last two rainy seasons have been almost completely missed in several parts of Somalia. But for the specific case of Somalia, the problem of drought is coupled with the problem of insecurity, because although there is a recognized government, but practically it governs perhaps only part of Mogadishu and some other areas, and therefore the insecurity is the insecurity, the lack of real institutions is the other cause for this terrible situation. Of course, not all the parts of Somalia are the same. This description concerns particularly central southern Somalia. Northeastern Somalia or Puntland and northwest Somalia or Republic of Somaliland have a kind of local government, and they are more secure, but they too, of course, have been hit by drought.
Perhaps you could talk to us about the church's response to this crisis at the moment. What's the church been doing?
Yes, as you may recall, may know, the situation of the church is a precarious situation. We would say, using the words of Pope Francis, we are a little bit like a field camp hospital, because the structures of the church have been practically destroyed already 36 years ago. But during these years, we have been present, however, especially through the humanitarian action through our Caritas. And when I mention Caritas, I mention not only Caritas Somalia, but other Caritas partners like CRS from the United States or Trocera from Ireland. And apart from that, other Catholic organizations and initiatives have been present, have been trying to respond to this crisis. And in particular now, we should mention even the Consolata Sisters through other channels are involved, and of course, I repeat, Caritas Somalia, at this moment particularly in northern Somalia or Somaliland, and then CRS and Trocera in southern Somalia.
How difficult is it, as far as you know, with regard to kind of security situations? We've known from the past the conflict in Somalia. So with regard to getting food in from a security perspective, has that been difficult?
Yes, of course. It is difficult, particularly in central southern Somalia. That is why our partners with whom we are constantly in dialogue and in relationship, they are trying their best through kind of local partners and or administering the intervention, particularly from Nairobi. While in what we call Somaliland, where I've been last week, well, we can intervene now directly, because for the last 1 year I've been able to reopen our church, our presence, and I have a small office of Caritas Somalia, which in fact during these days have started the intervention in favor of at least 4 villages towards the border with Ethiopia, south of Hargeisa, distribution of food.
With regard to the people themselves, I mean, they're going through an absolutely desperate time, but what is the mood amongst them? How hopeful are they, or how desperate do they feel?
Yes, they feel particularly desperately. The agriculturists, farmers, particularly in southern Somalia, but then in the rest of the country, particularly the shepherds, because traditionally Somalia has been living on let us say, on goats, on camels, especially exporting them. So for them it's really very sad to see their animals dying. The first to die, as usual, are the goats and sheep and goats, and the last, the camels. And when you see your beasts dying, you know that next is you who are dying.